Different animals have developed the ability to fly or glide in the air. The flying insects were followed by pterosaurs, and finally by birds in the Mesozoic era. The pterosaurs, which you can see flying high above the dinosaur skeletons, were lightweight, and between their front limbs and the body, they had folds of skin, which enabled them to fly and glide skillfully. The larger of our pterosaurs, Anhanguera santanae, had a wingspan of up to 5 meters. It lived in Cretaceous Brazil and fed on fish. The fossil findings of the smaller, long-tailed Dimorphodonin were made in England. The pterosaurs were not the only animals that had taken to flight in the Mesozoic era. Nowadays, most paleontologists have concluded that birds developed from small carnivorous dinosaurs in the middle of the Mesozoic era. Instead of scales, some small dinosaurs had feathers, originally developed for temperature regulation. Gradually, the long ones developed into tail and wing feathers. The best-known primitive bird was Archaeopteryx lithographica, which you can see in the showcase. Archaeopteryx was a real flyer, which fluttered short distances like a pheasant. However, for the most part, it climbed on trees, preying on small animals in the branches, or jumping on them while they were on the ground.